Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jamie here in Open House with your Adams County Community Media, and today with a very special group, the Adams Special Olympics. My name is Jamie. Nuevamente, mi nombre es Jamie, voluntaria del Centro Hispano, y el día de hoy estamos con un grupo muy especial, los atletas del programa de los Adams Special Olympics. So to get started, I would like to give some time to our guests to introduce themselves. We'll start with Vanina.
Hi, my name's Vanina Lohuis. I've been in Special Olympics for 14 years.
Alex?
Hi, my name is Alex Harner. I've been involved for 12 years in Special Olympics.
Thank you, Ann.
I'm Jerry Lohuis, Vanina's mom, and I've been also involved for as long as she has, 14 years.
Thank you. And this is a reminder, at the end of our conversation, we'll have a short section in Spanish. Our goal is to share information about our program, to get to know our athletes, but also to make sure we get to families in our Hispanic community. Tendremos la información al final en español de cómo se pueden hacer parte de esta organización, cómo se pueden involucrar. Si tienen jóvenes que les gustaría participar, vamos a tener la información al final. Okay, so we're going to get started. I want to have an opportunity to learn more about your participation in the program. Vanina, can you tell us what inspired you to participate?
In eighth grade, my teacher told me about Special Olympics, so I started basketball.
Alex, how about you?
I was told about Special Olympics from a very dear friend of mine, and my very first sport was bowling, and then my other sports that I do in Special Olympics are golf, I swam, and I also lift, and like I said, I do bowling as well. And they're all the sports that I can remember that I do.
That's awesome. And is there a memorable moment that you would like to share with our audience today?
I knew you were gonna ask me that question. My memorable moment in Special Olympics was when I was chosen up at our local games, or not local games, up at our state games up at Penn State University. I was chosen to go to Athens, Greece for golf in 2015. Yeah, 2015. And it was just an awesome experience. The things that I saw were just amazing. And the people that I met were just as amazing as the sights and sounds that I saw.
That's great. Vanina, I see you're having a little medal. Was that something of a special moment for you?
Yes. This, my partner Rachel and I, we won the silver medal in bocce this past weekend in Villanova. Wow. It was exciting. There was Olympic Village and a dance, so it was really fun.
Well, thank you for sharing, and that's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That it's a memorable thing when we have our prizes to show all of our efforts. So can you tell me, how do you prepare physically and mentally for these events? What's the process?
Myself and Vanina both train 4 weeks in the sport that we're competing in. Right now, the sport that we're competing in, I don't know if she does it or not, is bowling. And we have to be there 4 weeks out of the month to train, and then we get to go to local competition or to other competitions and have fun with other athletes. I also train outside of Special Olympics and do have fun activities and stuff. I go bowling, I go play golf. I don't have anybody to help me out with my lifting stuff, so I can't really do that. But other than that, my training is just going out into the community and getting to know places where I can go and do my training.
Great. What advice would you give someone that is looking to get involved? Vanina, we'll start with you.
Just come and join and have fun and make friends and get some exercise.
So it sounds like it's a good physical activity. Do you have to have previous experience with any sport?
No, you can just, they can come and teach you how to learn. And if you don't know how to do the sport, they'll show you how to learn it.
Good, excellent. How about challenges, difficulties? What has been a moment that has brought some challenging situations throughout this process?
Vanita, do you mind if I take this one?
Go ahead.
I have a disability that put me into the hospital a couple months back, and I've been in and out of the hospital ever since. And it's challenging because I can't really do any physical activity with some of the things that I have had to have done, like surgeries and things like that. But I don't let that keep me down. I still watch my friends and look at Facebook and photos and still cheer them on from the sidelines. Because if I don't show my friends and the support that I have for them, I feel like I'm letting them down.
So it sounds like you're building community. This Yes. is not only about you getting engaged in these activities and sports, but also you become part of a support system for others. Even like you share Alex throughout that process of not being able to participate, you can still, from the distance, be part of the team.
Correct. It's a great organization. Special Olympics is one of those organizations that teaches kids with intellectual disabilities how to interact with other kids and interact with kids that have other intellectual disabilities. So that's what I love about my family of Special Olympics Adams County.
Thank you, Alex. How about you, Vanina? What's your most favorite thing about participating?
Just competing and just making new friends, really. That's always my favorite. Just cheering them on, that's always my favorite thing to do.
Thank
Giving
you.
Them high fives.
I love it. Do you get adrenaline before the competition, like that
always.
Excitement?
Always.
Because if you don't build your adrenaline, like with me being a lifter, I feel the adrenaline rush helps me lift that heavy weight, and I don't think about my surroundings. All I think about is lifting that weight and getting better at lifting and learning how to do other things. And the adrenaline rush is just awesome. It helps me learn to do the things that I want to do and the excitement.
Yeah, and you're setting goals, right? Because I've heard you saying that you have to practice 4 weeks out of a month for the bowling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big commitment, but you
Yes.
have the goal of not only going to the tournament, participating, being there for your team members, but you're also very nervous because, of course, the goal is to get to win, right?
Correct, yes. It is a very big goal to get to a state competition and lift or a state competition in golf, swim, do any of those kind of sports that let us go to local or state competitions out of the state or out of the country, per se, too.
That's wonderful. That's great. Vanina, anything else you would like to add before we learn more about how to get involved?
I just still think it's a great program for anybody who wants to join. I think it's great. It got me out of my shell.
Tell me more about that. You became more outgoing. What was it that?
How I came outgoing. Well, Special Olympics really helped me a lot because it really overcome, like, me being shy in the beginning. I wouldn't even talk to people at all because I was too afraid to talk to anyone. Because someone had to come and talk to me, start a conversation. I wouldn't do that.
And now?
It was too hard.
Now you're on TV.
Oh. Now people are going to want your autograph.
No.
Thank you very much. I learned a lot today. And
thank you for having me.
As all of you in the TV or social media are watching, it's an opportunity to connect with others, to honor that space where you can be physically active, get to know others, if you are participating in the sports, but also if you're part of the support system. Entonces ya saben, si les interesa participar, vamos a hablar ahora de cuáles son los requisitos y también es una forma en que pueden construir comunidad. Pueden hacer parte de un equipo de atletismo, pueden hacer parte del grupo de apoyo de esos atletas. Entonces, no hay barreras para participar y estamos acá en Adams County. And it's here in Adams County. So now, Jerry, it's your turn to tell us a little bit more details about how to participate, what are some of the requirements, and where can people go to learn more?
Well, first of all, if you know anyone 8 years or older into adulthood and they have an intellectual disability, a cognitive delay, or developmental disability, that is the criteria to become involved. And if you know someone like that, please encourage them to get in contact with Special Olympics program because you can see how it has impacted these people here. You know, our athletes are pretty awesome people. Currently, we have athletes from 8 years old to 71 years old. So we have the whole gamut. And they get divisioned. You get, like, fearful, okay, how can this person really compete fairly with someone else? They're divisioned according to ages. They're divisioned according to their ability. So they're competing against people of their own ability or the advancement in that sport. As of now, we have 13 sports in Adams County: bocce, bowling, basketball, volleyball, softball, powerlifting, athletics, which is track and field, swimming, kayaking, pickleball, tennis, golf, and roller skating. All they need to do is go to the Special Olympics PA.org site. The parents or guardian of the athlete would need to take them to a doctor to get a completed medical form. And then you go and register for which sports. They have registrations for winter sports now, and then it will be spring sports starting registration in December. And so they're grouped according to different parts of the year, different sports. The special thing about it, there's no cost to any of the participants, either the athlete, coaches, or volunteers. And that leads to our second need, really, how people in the community can get involved is by being a volunteer or a coach. Being Vanina's parent and that she was shy, she wasn't going to go or feel comfortable going anywhere if I wasn't involved in the activity. So you become a certified volunteer, you get some clearances, you take a few little online courses. And well, how I started out was just assisting the coaches. You know, you can time, you can group them together. That's because as part of the safety of the group, we have a 1-to-4 ratio in that for every 4 athletes, there must be 1 certified volunteer so that we have oversight over them needing to go to the restroom. Someone escorts them to that place. No, they're not left anywhere alone in public. Mm. You know, they have us with them. They can rely on us for their needs. Recently, I became a bocce and swimming coach. What they do is you go to a training, and they'll train you on how to do these sports, all the different sports. Let's see. Oh, we need behind-the-scenes people, helpers. We have a picnic and a party a year, so we need people to get the food lined up, the decorations. We, at the every practice, we need people to take attendance. We need timers. We need really a lot of assistance in our big fundraiser in the spring. In May, they're out at the Bridges. They have the golf challenge, and that is an all-day event. And of course, we have the core, our management team that we that run and do all the background legwork for all the activities. A lot goes into it, and the more volunteers we have, the less certain individuals have to do on their own. We can delegate.
So there's, as you say, there's many opportunities to get involved. Either as an athlete, a volunteer, they will train you throughout the process, and also as behind the scenes, making all of these events happening for our athletes. I'm gonna go ahead and interpret this into Spanish. I wanna make sure that I cover the key points. Entonces ya saben, hay varias formas en que se pueden involucrar. Número uno, si ustedes tienen niños de 8 años, hasta los 71 años de edad reciben atletas y les interesaría participar. Los requisitos son es que tienen que tener el permiso de los doctores, de su médico familiar. Si no tienen médico, pueden acceder a los servicios de bajo costo del condado. También deben tener la designación de que tienen una discapacidad intelectual o cognitiva. Y esa es una de las formas en que se pueden involucrar como atletas. También están buscando voluntarios. El programa entrena a todos los voluntarios, pues necesitan 4 por cada un atleta. Y también necesitan voluntarios para la logística de los eventos de los atletas. Entonces, cada primavera tienen una recaudación de fondos en donde también buscan voluntarios para que puedan apoyar a estos programas. La forma en que pueden saber sobre esto y muchos más de los requisitos es en el Special Olympics PEPA.org y nos vamos a asegurar de que esta información esté al final del video para ustedes. We'll make sure that we have the website at the end of the video for you to learn more. Well, thank you, everyone. This was an honor. Thank you for your time and for sharing with us your experience with the program. Any last thoughts or comments that you would like to share?
All I would like to say is, please come out and enjoy Special Olympics. It's a great organization, and just you don't really have to have an intellectual disability to be a volunteer or to participate, really, and help out. If you are a college or like student, please come and help us out. We are always looking for those kind of help. And the organization is just a great organization to be with, because as you can see, us three are here to show you guys what a family we are and where we come from as a family.
Thank you, Alex. Vanina, any last words that you would like to share?
We're just looking for more friends to participate in Special Olympics. It'd be nice.
Jerry.
One of the things I've noticed is Benina used to say she felt invisible, and now she no longer has that feeling. She's not invisible anymore. She has a place, and Special Olympics created that place for her. And all our athletes over the years, you will see them grow and flourish, and it's so rewarding.
Thank you. Yes, we want to be seen in our community. All of us. It's true. Thank you to the Adams County Community Media. And that's the end. Thank you.